Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 13th, 2026. Pride Month is coming up in June, and Equality Maine, the oldest and largest statewide organization dedicated to creating a fair and just society for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer Mainers, is looking for some volunteers. Quote, some of our key volunteering opportunities include tabling for Equality Maine at Pride events across the state, and planning, fundraising, and general support for our upcoming community awards event in June in Bangor, end quote. I'll post a direct link to the volunteer form with today's archives. You can also go to equalitymaine.org for more information. And Equality Maine has also launched a Pride Guide calendar. It's events coming up in Pride Month across the state, and you can find that also at equalitymaine.org. The American Civil Liberties Union and Indivisible are offering a virtual Train the Trainer event on immigrants' rights next Monday, April 20th. They say, quote, abusive immigration enforcement poses a threat to us all, but places non-citizens at particular risk. The session will equip participants to train others on core Know Your Rights topics, such as the right to remain silent, the right to refuse to consent to searches, and the right to record ICE and other law enforcement officials. We'll also cover best practices for reducing risk when exercising rights, end quote. Registration for that workshop is open now at mobilize.us/nokings. And then there is an event number that I'll put this on the archives too at weru.org. The Wabanaki Alliance will hold a forum for the 2026 U.S. Senate candidates in Old Town later this week to discuss nonpartisan issues and policy affecting the Wabanaki Nations. The forum will be hosted by the Penobscot Nation. Molly and Bryant, a Penobscot Nation citizen and executive director of the Wabanaki Alliance, says, quote, the United States Senate race is very significant when it comes to many issues affecting Wabanaki Nations and people. We are so pleased to be partnering with the Penobscot Nation to hear from candidates seeking this high office and bring them into tribal community to share with the people directly how they view tribal sovereignty for Wabanaki Nations on a federal level, end quote. The candidates forum will be moderated by Darren Ranko, a citizen of the Penobscot Nation and professor of anthropology and coordinator of Native American research at the University of Maine. Kirk Francis, Tribal Chief of the Penobscot Nation, will make opening remarks. The Wabanaki Alliance and Penobscot Nation's 2026 U.S. Senate Candidates Forum will be held at the Indian Island School on Thursday. Doors open at 5:30 and the event starts at 6. This will be the second of three candidate forums that have been organized by the Wabanaki Alliance. A forum for gubernatorial candidates was held on March 19th before a crowd of more than 150 people. You can watch that video if you'd like of that forum at the WabanakiAlliance.com website. And they have plans for a forum for U.S. House candidates in the 2nd Congressional District that will be announced soon. And finally, some information if you're planning to head up to Bangor or through Bangor anytime soon, you may want to plan around. Starting this week, bridge work in Bangor is expected to cause delays and detours as Maine DOT will be replacing two bridges on the I-95 at Stillwater Avenue. It's a project that is expected to take 2 years, and it will involve some lane closures, detours, and occasionally slowing traffic. That's it for today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.